studio this morning by our manager of the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, Carol Ricketts. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Vanessa. Thanks for having us.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Fighting a cold, but it's getting better. So it's that time of year.
It is. How are our farmers doing? How are they holding up here on harvest?
They're doing really well. A lot of them have their crops out. A few still have some acres left to go, but things have gone well. It's been a good harvest. It's been a long harvest because there's really been virtually no breaks for them, but
right.
A few field fires, that was some scary days, but overall things have been really well.
Okay, good. We wish all of our farmers the best on getting everything done, and it doesn't just end with the harvest. There's plenty to do before winter hits.
Oh, yes, there is. There's lots of field work to be done, getting the fields ready for next spring, and they try to get, you know, as much as they can done in the fall, so that gives them a head start for spring, so there's still a lot left to do.
Absolutely. Well, you have upcoming events. This is when you guys get really busy because it's time to go and check out some seminars.
Yes. Yes, it is. I personally have our manager's meeting next Tuesday, which is we're going to have somebody there talking about truck regulations. So that will be interesting. Then on the 9th, I have an issue management strategy planning meeting with the Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Conference for managers. And that's always interesting. They tell us the issues that are coming up and what they're going to be working on and kind of give us a heads up. So that's always helpful.
Okay.
And then I've got a whole list of things here. On the 13th, Warren Henderson Farm Bureau is working with Hancock County Farm Bureau and McDonough County Farm Bureau for a nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting, and that will be held at Carthage at the Extension Center down there beginning at 9:30. It's open to any farmer that's interested in learning more about that.
Big topic right now.
It is.
And has been for quite some time.
Yes,
nutrient reduction strategy.
Yeah, and you know, the farmers want to be good stewards, and they don't want to lose the nutrients that they're putting on their fields. So
that's McDonough, Hancock, and the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, and that's in Carthage.
Mm-hmm.
What time is that event?
That starts at 9:30.
And the location?
The extension office in Carthage.
Okay.
And that's at 550 North Madison Street
okay.
in Carthage. And then there'll be one at 1 o'clock also down in Quincy for anybody that can't make the 9:30 meeting. It's a little bit further to drive, but it's still within driving distance.
Sure.
So.
And who's leading that discussion?
There's several organizations that are doing it. Illinois Farm Bureau is kind of heading it up with Lauren Lurkin. She is an awesome speaker, really knows this stuff, so I would encourage any farmer that has any interest in that at all to attend. So it's something that we need to be proactive on.
And that's November 13th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And they can call the Farm Bureau office if they want more information.
Okay.
So November 16th, our delegates and alternates are having a resolutions meeting that will be going over all the resolutions that will be coming before the voting delegate at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. So it just kind of gives them a chance to go through the resolutions, try to understand them, know what they're going to be voting on.
Yeah, because that meeting's coming up in December, right?
Right, December 5th through the 8th. So, and they'll be starting the celebration of the Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary.
Well, that's
up there.
Exciting.
So, yeah, they're going to have some displays and different things, so it should be interesting.
Okay.
November 23rd, our foundation has their annual meeting, which they elect officers and directors at that meeting. So, then November 23rd as well, that evening, Steve Johnson is going to be over at Knox County Farm Bureau. We sponsor a marketing seminar with them and have Steve come in. And he really does an outstanding job with his presentations. He makes marketing very understandable and gives the farmers a lot of good information.
Now, where's Steve from?
He is from Iowa State.
Because he's been here several times doing this program.
Yeah, yeah. He's with Iowa State Extension, and he just isn't outstanding speaker.
Okay.
And that starts at 7 p.m. Reservations can be made by calling either our Farm Bureau or Knox County Farm Bureau.
And that's over at the Knox Agri Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then we're still doing the petitions for the independent mapping.
How's that coming along?
We have gotten several petitions signed and sent in. had two or three different people come in and get petitions and take them around and circulate them, get signatures, and then bring them back in for us to send in. So,
for those who may not know, remind them what the independent mapping petition is.
This is for mapping out the districts that the representatives will represent. And we're trying to take it out of the legislators' hands and put it into unbiased hands to where the mapping is makes a little bit more sense. So.
And the petition, everything's really due by like December 15th, is that right?
That's when the Farm Bureau is wanting to wrap them up. Okay. They're wanting to get the signatures in so that people that are doing this have time to go through them.
Right.
Validate them so we have enough to get it on the ballot.
In February.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay.
And on November 22nd, we are having a showing of the movie Farmland.
Yeah.
Over at the Orpheum Theater. That's at 2 p.m. Our local Illinois Farm Families Group and Knox County Education Task Force is putting this together, and it's going to be open to anybody that wants to come see it. And then there will be a farmer panel afterwards if people have questions.
What time is that showing, Carol?
At 2 p.m.
And what is November 22nd?
It is on a Sunday.
Okay.
So... the Orpheum has let us use their theater for this, so we appreciate that very much.
That's and great.
I think it'll be a good opportunity for people to come see this film.
Yeah, so. I'd like to come over there and see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we are going to be having new plat books come out. They should be here in time for Christmas, so been working on those. So they should be available to members and non-members alike.
So. You guys do the wreaths every year for Christmas, too?
We have. We are not doing them this year.
Okay.
Last year, we weren't real happy with the quality.
Okay.
They are switching vendors, so we thought we would sit out this year, kind of talk to other people who are working with them and see what the product's like.
Makes sense.
So.
Okay.
But that's
busy
kind,
month.
Kind of it in a nutshell. Yes, it is a busy month. And like I said, we'll be going up to Chicago in December.
First, you'll be freezing for food.
That's true. We will be freezing for food with you, Vanessa.
And so. Then you'll go to your meeting.
And then we'll go to our meeting. So
that's only a month away.
I know. It's crazy. I can't believe how quickly things are coming up.
60-degree temperatures while we're freezing for food.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't make any sense.
Well, that's true.
Gotta freeze.
Yeah, if you're calling it freezing for food, I suppose we need to freeze.
Either way, it's coming. Winter will be here. So it's not going to elude us for very long.
No, it will not. It's Illinois, so it's going to get us. So.
But we'll take the next couple of weeks here.
Yes, yes,
definitely. Well, Carol, I appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Vanessa.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. That is